Chase Matthews and Darlin. We're Joe and Jana. Good morning. This is Cat Country 107.3. Welcome to a Monday morning. It is the 20th day of October, International Sloth Day. It's Mozzarella Stick Day and International Day of the... Good morning. Things you need to know this morning. New Jersey State Police investigating a deadly multiple vehicle crash that occurred on the Turnpike early yesterday. Four people died in that crash. The head-on crash happened just after midnight in Kearney's Point in Salem County. It involved a pickup truck and an SUV carrying four young people, all of whom were killed. The truck driver seriously injured. A tractor trailer rig also smashed into the SUV following the initial crash.
A young humpback whale was found stranded on the LBI in the Forsyth National Wildlife Refuge. It has died. Officials with Marine Mammal Stranding Center say the federal government shut down complicated efforts to recover and investigate the whale. They say they found the whale underweight and with scars that appeared to have been caused by a collision with a smaller sized boat. Officials also had trouble locating heavy equipment to move the whale because many towns are busy repairing beaches that were eroded by recent storms.
The Philadelphia Eagles victorious in Minnesota yesterday, knocking off the Vikings 28-22. The Eagles play host to the New York Giants Sunday afternoon.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Maybe a quick shower this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, breezy with a high of 64.
Time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
And we're talking about Keith Urban this morning, who actually wrapped up his High and Alive World Tour in Nashville with a serious emotional moment that nobody saw coming. Fans surprised him by holding up red paper hearts during his song, bringing him to his knees mid-performance. He couldn't go on. He had to, like, take a second. It was really, really cute to watch. He also joked about all the divorce rumors. He told the crowd, stop reading into things. It was a total, it was just a bunch of tearjerker energy going on at the Keith Urban show this weekend. Details are up now. CatCountry1073.com. Make sure you check those out. Post Malone is facing a wild new lawsuit. A teacher slash limo driver claims he never got paid for appearing in Post 2020 Tommy Lee video with Tyla Yahweh. He's now suing for a jaw-dropping $10 million, saying they promised he'd be taken care of, but never paid up. No word yet on Post from Post team, but that's an expensive cameo. I'll just say that. Everything we know about Posty's latest lawsuit, that's up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Fabulous trip. We'd like to send you on to Las Vegas to see Lainey Wilson. You'll see and meet Lainey. You'll spend a couple nights in Las Vegas. We'll fly you there, give you $500 in spending cash as well. All the details are on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have your first chance of the day to win that trip coming up at 8:20 this morning. 3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Congratulating Nikki H. She won $10,000 in cash cow.
Go, Nikki.
We talked to Nikki Friday afternoon and asked her what she was going to do with the money. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country joke of the morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts now at Bridgeton Auto Mall.
All right.
Best way to get us your joke is hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's what Steve in Galloway did.
Steve, thank you.
He sent us today's joke. Here it is. A young man on the eve of his wedding night asks his mother, Mom, why are wedding dresses white? The mother looks at her son and replies, Son, this shows the town that your bride is pure. The son says, thank you, Mom. Then goes to seek his dad's opinion. Dad, why are wedding dresses white? Father looks at his son in surprise and says, Son, all household appliances come in white. To see Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas.
You're so lucky.
We've got five chances to win the trip today. 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, 7:20 in the evening. You'll find all the details right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Keep Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we going?
Sacramento, California. A driver stopped by the highway patrol for his license plate. I should say his hand-drawn license plate.
Oh, nice, nice.
On social media, the highway patrol commented, we'll give this driver points for creativity. State. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. New Jersey State Police investigating a deadly multiple vehicle crash that occurred on the Turnpike early yesterday. Four people died in that crash. The head-on crash happened just after midnight in Kearney's Point in Salem County. It involved a pickup truck and an SUV carrying four young people, all of whom were killed. The truck driver seriously injured. A tractor trailer rig also smashed into the SUV following the initial crash.
A young humpback whale was found stranded on the on LBI in the Forsyth National Wildlife Refuge. It has died. Officials with Marine Mammal Stranding Center say the federal government shut down complicated efforts to recover and investigate the whale. They say they found the whale underweight and with scars that appeared to have been caused by a collision with a smaller sized boat. Officials also had trouble locating heavy equipment to move the whale because many towns are busy repairing beaches. ditches that were eroded by recent storms.
The Philadelphia Eagles victorious in Minnesota yesterday, knocking off the Vikings 28-22. The Eagles play host to the New York Giants Sunday afternoon.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Maybe a quick shower this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, breezy with a high of 65.
We roll on Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now.
First of all, we got a shout-out. Member of Little Big Town, Jimmy Westbrook, has a birthday today. He's 55. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Jackie Glassford of Dennisville. Jackie is 44 today. Dentist Dr. Heather Clark is 53. Happy birthday to Tom Sear of Egg Harbor Township, who's 46. Ken Coble of Ventnor is 61. Rita Kirk is 71. Jim Dixon of Galloway has a birthday today. Also from Galloway, Jessica Barahico is 45. Happy birthday to Jay Moeller of Newport, who's 45.
Happy birthday.
Robert Griffin Sr. is 66. Allison Carr is 32. Happy birthday, Allison. Happy birthday to Suzanne Smeltzer of Cape May. Ryan Wenzel of Egg Harbor Township has a birthday today. And it's Cheryl Freeman's birthday. Cheryl is from Cape May Courthouse.
Go, Cheryl.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Tom Sear of Egg Harbor Township. Tom is 46 today. Fabulous trip to see Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas. Your first chance today to win that is coming up at 8:20 this morning on Cat Country 107.3. In the meantime, what's one thing you could do that could change everyone's impression of you?
New haircut? You want to change it.
If you want to change it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you want to do this because people have a bad impression of you.
Uh-oh.
So what's the one thing you could do that would change the impression of people have of you? Any guesses?
A breath mint?
A breath mint. No.
Oh. Well,
if you want to make a good impression, there's one simple thing you can do that can change everybody's mind. Show up to every commitment 5 minutes early.
Nope. Not doing it.
Why?
You might be lucky.
Why won't you do it? You said I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because, well, I can't say it because you don't believe that it's real. So,
okay.
I can't. But I think that's a solid piece of advice, though, for people that can pull that off. I think that's probably true.
Why can't anybody pull it off? Just show up 5 minutes early.
For whatever reason.
Set your clock early. Find a reason.
Crazy stuff happens to me literally every day.
Entrepreneur Magazine says being on time is more than just a habit. It's a character trait. They say when you show up late, people assume you're disorganized, inconsiderate, and kind of flashy. Whatever the reason for you're not flashy, you're flaky.
Yeah,
whatever the reason for your tardiness, there are knee-jerk reactions that run through a person's mind when you're late. They say as quick to judge as people are about being late, they'll also have the same snap judgments when you're early, only those judgments are positive ones.
Probably.
Like you're organized, determined, dependable.
Mm-hmm.
And flashy.
If I get somewhere 25 minutes early, like I've literally had panic attacks before because it makes my mind think too much about what I'm going to do when I get in there.
I didn't say 25, it says 5 minutes.
It's like really.
Eagles won yesterday.
Finally.
Almost barely.
I know.
It's touch and go there again.
Is anybody else's heart like pounding the entire time, not knowing? I don't like when it's very clear that we're going to win. It stresses me out.
You don't like it when it's very clear that we're going to win?
No, I don't like when it's not. I'm sorry.
Oh, not clear.
Yes. Yeah. Like when you start being like, oh, no. Yeah, that stresses me out.
One of the big things happening this time of the year, always at Egg Harbor Township, Scoville Terror and the Junkyard Hayride.
Yeah.
Right there on Zion Road at Egg Harbor Township. I know my kids went there when they were little. Generations of kids have gone there now, and adults. It's located at Fleming's Junkyard, Zion Road at EHD. The last weekend already this weekend for Terror in the Junkyard. We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you to win for that event. Here we go. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today, 2 tickets to Scoville Terror in the Junkyard Hayride. It's the last weekend this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fleming's Junkyard, Zion Road at Egg Harbor Township. You've got 4 big tickets to the hayride this weekend when you win this morning. Here's the question. There are just under 1,500 of these in the United States at last check. Just under 1,500 of these.
Wow.
Perhaps you've spent a year or two there at one of them. Or more.
Or more.
Probably one. If you have, you probably won.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Just under 1,500 of these in the United States. Perhaps you've spent a year or two there. Great with Joe and Jana. Morning trivia is on the air. Tickets to the Scoville Terror in the Junkyard Hayride this weekend up for grabs. Here's the question. There are just under 1,500 of these in the United States. Maybe you've spent a year or two at least one of them.
You said you haven't.
I have not.
All right.
Hi, Cat Country.
Hello. Is it a McDonald's?
A McDonald's is not it. Thank you.
A year at a McDonald's?
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it a college or university?
I need you to... I'll give you one more guess. You have to be more specific.
Community college.
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Yes.
That's Woo! Very good. What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, where are you from?
Ocean View.
Michelle, we've got four tickets to the Scoville Terror in the Junkyard Hayride for you. 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Again, we had a winner in trivia. Less than 1,500 of these in the United States, or just under 1,500 of these. If you go there, you probably spent a year or two. Community college was the answer. I would have never, ever guessed that.
Yeah. I mean, because it just sounds like there should be more than that. You know what I mean?
About 30, average about 30 states. Some states have a lot. Some states don't.
Depending on how many counties, right. I would have assumed if that was the answer, it would have been more than that.
Hey, Big Cat Country, congratulations to Nikki. She won $10,000 with Cash Cow the other day. We asked her Friday how she was going to spend the money.
I'm going to probably blow a little bit of it this weekend shopping. Yeah. I haven't done that in a long time.
Very good. Congratulations, Nikki. We got a big chance for you to win a trip to see Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas. First chance to win that coming up in just over a half hour at 8:20. Good morning. We're Joe and Johnny. Here are three things you need to know this morning. New Jersey State Police investigating a deadly multiple vehicle crash that occurred on the Turnpike early yesterday. Four people died in that crash. The head-on crash happened just after midnight in Kearney's Point in Salem County. It involved a pickup truck and an SUV carrying four young people, all of whom were killed. The truck driver seriously injured. A tractor-trailer rig also smashed into the SUV following the initial crash.
A young humpback whale was found stranded on the on LBI in the Forsyth National Wildlife Refuge. It has died. Officials with Marine Mammal Stranding Center say the federal government shut down complicated efforts to recover and investigate the whale. They say they found the whale underweight and with scars that appeared to have been caused by a collision with a smaller-sized boat. Officials also had trouble locating heavy equipment to move the whale because many towns are busy repairing beaches that were eroded by recent storms.
The Philadelphia Eagles victorious in Minnesota yesterday, knocking off the Vikings 28-22. The Eagles play host to the New York Giants Sunday afternoon.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Maybe a quick shower this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, breezy with a high of 65.
Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and John. It's time now for my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, you'll get the house for yourself on Saturdays.
Yeah, there you go.
Number two. When life hands me lemons, I put them in the fridge next to the bag salad I'm also not going to eat.
I love salad.
Number three, last night my husband and I opened a Halloween party invite, looked at each other and said, ugh, yeah. No, in yeah. Perfect harmony. That's true love. Number four, just watch the movie. Guys to every girl during every movie.
Why? Because we're yappers?
Yeah, just shut up. Watch the movie. We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. I just want one car wash. I don't want a membership. Stop pressuring me. Here's what that means. Chance for you to win a fabulous trip to see Lainey Wilson, to see and meet Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas.
Listen, we met her. She's the sweetest girl. Tell her how much you're a fan. She might even, like, sing a couple verses with you. She's so nice.
We've got five chances for you to win this fabulous trip today and every weekday this week. What you need to do is listen. At 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, 7:20 in the evening. At each of those times, we're going to give you a Lainey Wilson code. You're going to take that code to the Cat Country 107.3 app. You're going to hit the button that says Lainey, and you'll be in the running to win the trip. The more codes you get, the better your chance of winning. And your first Lainey Wilson code is 458.
458.
That's 458. Hit the Lainey button on the Cat Country 107. It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. We're just a week and a half away from Halloween. You might have your costume, but you have your pumpkin yet, Jana.
I have not bought a single one, which is crazy because normally I have like three by now.
Here's some simple advice on how to pick out your pumpkin.
Okay.
Thump it with your finger.
Like flick it? Oh.
Thump it with your finger. If you hear it thump back, it's haunted.